coming right up. Bike Show. You're listening to the KBOO Bike Show here on KBOO in Portland. We have a pretty awesome program planned for you this morning. We're going to be talking about Pedalpalooza. You're going to hear a lot of this rustling of papers. That's the Pedalpalooza calendar, and we're going to be rifling through it and talking about as many events as possible. There are 170 events in 17 days, which is pretty radical in my opinion. So we'll be talking with six different coordinators of more than six events throughout the program. We'll also be taking your calls. And if you are a Pedalpalooza event organizer, we want to hear from you. I want you to call in later on in the program. Tell us about your event also. So we'll be talking about that throughout the program. Great ways to get involved in these events. But before we get started, a few announcements for you. Sarah will not be joining us this morning, so she has decided to sit out so we can make more room for Pedalpalooza event organizers. The KBOO Bike Show is podcast at the following address. You can listen to our podcast after the program, listen to our previous programs, and share the love with your friends and family around the world. And that is Bike Show at portlandtransport.com, bikeshow.portlandtransport.com. Thanks to Chris Smith for hosting our podcast and making that happen. You'll find out more information about the program there. Also, if you're looking for events, Shift is always a great resource. Shift2bikes.org, shifttobikes.org. And also, I just saw a flyer for Alon Robb is hosting his Sociology of the Bicycle class at PSU once again this summer.
Excellent class.
It is an amazing class. I can't believe that this class exists. It's the greatest idea. It is all about bicycles, bike culture, how bicycles interact with our lives. Alon Robb is the author of one of the most amazing books, in my opinion, Under the Sign of the Bicycle, a really beautiful, small, precious, precious book that you can find at maybe City Bikes. I know you can find it at the Community Cycling Center, a very small, precious book. And he hosted this class last year, and it's really great. He brings in all sorts of very interesting guests. So it's open to the public. You don't have to be a PSU student to attend. It is the Sociology of the Bicycle at PSU this summer. I believe it starts in July. You can find out more information there. Again, the professor is Alon Robb. His last name is R-A-A-B. All right, so digging in. Get your pens and pencils ready and get ready to write down some incredible events. Pedalpalooza is here. It starts tomorrow. You can pick up your very own calendar in the Mercury, the Portland Mercury, the issue that hit the streets last week. So today is the last day to get a copy of that. So you'll want to go out and get it early. I know the Mercury gets distributed sometimes on Wednesday night to some special locations. So go out and get a copy of the Mercury to get your Pedalpalooza calendar. Pedalpalooza calendars are also being distributed around town, but it's going to be easiest to find it in the Mercury. It was inserted inside the Mercury. And you can also find it online at shift2bikes.org, and you'll find a link to the Pedalpalooza calendar there. What you see in the printed calendar is not all 170 events. Additional events are being added daily as people get excited and finally decide to put their event together. So you'll see even more on the online calendar, and you'll see full detailed information on the online calendar as well. But to give you more of an insider look at the behind-the-scenes details of these events, we've got some Pedalpalooza event organizers here in the studio this morning. So, good morning, folks. It's great to have you here.
Good morning.
Morning.
We've got Timo Forsberg, who's in the Trash Mountain Boys. He's been on the program with us before. He's also working with Portland's Transportation Options, does Breakfast on the Bridges as Captain pastry, and lots of other great stuff. So we'll be talking about Timo's events. We've also got Todd Boulanger, who's been on the program with us before also, and he is a transportation planner in Vancouver, and he does a lot of great work to bring cyclists to Vancouver, bring Vancouver cyclists to Portland, and share the love across the bridge. So good morning. It's great to have you
and
here.
And Bike Todd. Station, too.
And Bike Station, yes, on the board of Bike Station. And Jim Labby, I believe you have not been on the program, so it's great to have you here this morning.
First.
Jim works for the Audubon Society and has led some rides in the past, so we'll be talking about his event as well. A little bit about the ride that you have planned, what it's called, when it is, and what it is.
Well, this is a new thing for us. I've teamed up with my compatriot Amy Stork to cross-list this event as a Wild and City event, which we do at Audubon Society Portland on a quarterly basis. We lead trips to green spaces around the region, get people out and appreciating trails and natural areas. It's a Wild and City event, and we've cross-listed it with the kind of Petalooza. It's actually tri-listed because it's also on the Great Blue Heron Week event. So, but what we're doing, it's called a Buttes, Bikes, and Bond Measures. And what we're going to do is head out the Springwater Corridor for a full day, 50-mile ride to check out a lot of the emerging trail, green space, and wildlife corridor network along the Springwater Corridor out in the new communities of Damascus, Pleasant Valley, and Springwater, and talk about really the successes in building trails, trail networks and green space networks out in that part of the region, and talk about the opportunities to expand on it if voters pass this Natural Areas Parks and Streams Bond Measure that's going to be for the voters in November 2006 here coming up. So it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a couple bonus features if you come on the ride. We're going to start at, by the way, 8:30 at the Hawthorne Bridge, or the east side of the Hawthorne Bridge.
What day is that?
Yes, the day. Thank you. Very important. This Saturday, June 10th, there's actually two starting spots. There's 8:30 at the Hawthorne Bridge, and if you stay out too late which you will if you go on the Midnight Mystery Ride and get a late start, you can meet us at the east end of Tiedemann Johnson Park. 9:30.
Just stay up all night.
You can just ride there from the end of the Midnight Mystery Ride. Meet us there. That's where the Springwater Corridor meets the Johns Creek Boulevard. And you should note that the Springwater Corridor is actually closed through Tiedemann Johnson Park for a restoration project. So you got to go out. Probably the best route is out Johns Creek Boulevard. So we'll meet there and we'll head out. We're going to have lunch. We'll go all the way out the Springwater Corridor. It'll be a slow pace, lots of stops, gradual route. And then we're going to have lunch at the Boring Grange and hear from some trail and park folks out there who are working on the Boring Trailhead. We'll highlight some of the key bike corridors along the way that are targeted for completion if the bond measure passes, like the Gresham Fairview Trail, the Casadero Trail, of course, the Springwater Gap, which is targeted for completion if the bond measure passes. And we'll also have, holding it right here in my hand, fresh off the press, Portland Parks and Recreation's new map of the Springwater Corridor. This is like no one has this map.
Woohoo!
Well, if you come on this ride, you'll get a copy, and if there are not more than 25 people, actually, because I only have 25 maps. But come on out. It's going to be fun, and we're going to see lots of neat places and trails and meet some people on the way.
And the weather is supposed to be beautiful, so it sounds
absolutely
like you guys are going to have a great day heading out there. So people want to go. Do they need to bring their own lunch?
Yes. Thank you. Be prepared for a full day ride. Bring your own lunch. Bring plenty of water and snacks. And be wise to bring a patch kit, that kind of thing, because we won't have them. Or we won't have them for you if you're unlikely to have them for you.
So I see the ride returns at 4 p.m.
Right.
roughly. So definitely plan for a whole day. And how far is it and what's the pace going to be? If someone's kind of new to riding, are they going to fit in or are they going to be left behind? What do you think about that?
It is a 50-mile ride. We measured it on our recon trip. But we're going to go really slow and take lots of stops. We're going to take kind of a generous lunch break. And then on the way back, actually, there are two options. People can go back down the Springwater Corridor, which is, of course, gradual downhill. We'll have a group that goes over Butler Ridge between Boring and the Lineman Station. And people can get, if they're tired at that point, they can actually bike up 181st, 82nd to the max and take the max back in. So
okay. Great.
There'll be options if people get tired along the way.
Great. Well, it sounds like a great opportunity, even for those who haven't necessarily done 50 miles before, to do it with a group like that and on a great trail system and out in the on a beautiful day. Sounds like a great ride to be taking. So that's this Saturday, June 10th, of Buttes, Bike Trails, and Bond Measures. Thanks, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Timo, what do you have planned for Pedalpalooza?
I plan to sleep in every day and
take
my vitamins. Yeah,
yeah.
I always look forward to Pedalpalooza with both anticipation and dread, because I know that I will not get any sleep. But the very first event in my mind of Pedalpalooza is, of course, the Pedalpalooza kickoff parade, and that's going to happen tomorrow night. It meets at Jameson Square, which is downtown in the Pearl. It's Northwest 10th and Johnson. We're going to meet at 5:45, so folks will have time to decorate their bikes because we will have stuff there from scrap.
Excellent.
It's always fun to get there early and see the kinds of bikes that people bring out, to see the costumes that people wear. I'm encouraging people to bring banners, instruments. It's a parade, so you really want to show the city that we're here and that we are having the most fun. The ride actually starts at 6:30, so you have some time before the ride to get everything ready. And it is an escorted ride. So last year, I think I talked to a lot of new bikers who came out on the parade, and they were just agog. The experience of riding down Broadway and owning it for yourself, with all the pedestrians waving and all the people looking out from the windows and this huge column of bicycles. And it's just the funnest thing you can imagine. And it's the kickoff to all of Pedalpalooza.
And by escorted, you mean there will be a sanctioned route and a police escort. So it's a legal ride. It's not critical mass. It's not going to be riddled with negative interactions with the police, but it's a sanctioned ride, and the police will be there happily assisting the ride to cruise through intersections safely and all that.
Exactly.
Which is such a great way to cruise through the city. Like you said, really just owning Broadway and sticking together as a parade unit. That's a lot of fun.
It's like being the mayor.
It's almost as good as being the mayor, but you don't have to worry about the FBI watching out for
and
what you're doing.
I really like that this occurs at the same time as the Rose Festival. It's kind of our way of showing the Rose Festival, because the Rose Festival does not welcome bicycles in their parade. They think it's dangerous. So this is our way of having our own Portland celebration, Rose Festival celebration, if you will,
exactly.
On bicycles.
And if you pick up a copy of the Pedalpalooza calendar, you'll see it there. You'll see there's markings for things depending on what type of an event it is. So this is a family-friendly event. Bring your kids, bring your tag-alongs, your trailers. You know, it's going to be a slow route. It's mostly flat. Like Aileen said, the intersections are managed by the police for us, so there's no cross-traffic. It's really a cool event. But I'm also encouraging all the bike gangs, anybody, you know, who rides with a bunch of folks on tall bikes, come on out, have your contingent. I got an email from the Zubom crew the other day. I was like, come on down. If we could have a whole phalanx of mini bikes riding in formation, how fun would that be to show everybody in town, not just the other bikers, but everybody who's downtown will get to see what a beautiful thing it is to be out on your bike.
That's great. So that's the kickoff parade 5:45 tomorrow, Thursday, June 8th at Jameson Square downtown, and that is near the EcoTrust building. It starts off with decorating, and the parade leaves at 6:30 for those of you who can't quite get down there in time for the decorating if you're working or whatnot. Great family-friendly event and lots of fun. So, Timo, great. We'll continue to talk with you about your events, but we'll shift over to Todd and let us know a little bit about what are you organizing that you're excited about in Vancouver?
Where do we start? Actually, I'm organizing Vancouver and Portland events. I would think if you pull out your Petalpalooza calendar, Friday, June 16th is basically Vancouver's kind of Petalpalooza day. We've got the Uncritical Mass. We have a fashion show in the evening and then a small pub crawl between that and the bike-in movie. So for you Portlanders who want to come up, see a little bit of the country and see a little bit of Vancouver, June 16th, pencil that day, circle it. In addition, earlier in that day, I also, as Aileen mentioned, on the board of Bike Station, and basically Bike Station is kind of the smart park for bikes, plus the bike gallery, plus the CCC, kind of where you go to park your bike in 5 West Coast cities and soon 10 cities, bikestation.org. But I will be down at the OHSU Bike Commuter Group Annual Bike Fair to talk about, hey, bike parking for Pill Hill and South Waterfront. So in addition to that, there'll be other bike station events. We'll have a booth at the Monoma County Bike Fair on the 24th, so come on down. Prizes and maybe pin the tail on the bike station. In addition, an event not advertised yet. I've got to get my act together. Friday, June 23rd, there'll be a tour to Bike Station Zebra in the afternoon from PSU's Pizzicato Pizza. We'll be going around to some of the different sites that we are looking at providing 24/7 bike parking. So PSU, OHSU, but not up the hill. Pioneer Courthouse Square, maybe Lloyd District. So we'll just ride around and check them out and talk about the opportunities. In addition, for you family folks out there, we're having kind of a little freight bike rodeo carrying cargo and kids. We will have trailers. We'll have a bakfiets, which is a Dutch bike utility vehicle where kids sit up front, come up to Vancouver, try it out. That's on June 18th. For you bike commuters without kids, we have a special event for Portlanders wanting to go to Vancouver to check out the bridge, cross it, check out the farmer's market. That's June 10th. Are you Coover curious? That starts from the Kenton Mac station at, we'll leave at 1:30. We'll go across the bridge, check it out. You can kind of, everyone knows how to drive across the bridge, but thanks to ODOT engineers, no one knows how to bike across the bridge. So we'll guide you and feed you up at the farmer's market and show you historic Vancouver.
And I've heard that's just a great farmer's market. I've never made it up there for it. I've seen the space, but I've never actually been to the market. But I've talked to people who went recently and said it's just a great market. And I agree. You know, once you've done it once, or maybe twice, because there is that one turn that I think is a little tricky to remember which way to go. But it's really safe and comfortable once you're up there. The bridge itself can be a little... It can be a little interesting once you're up there because it's narrow. But once you've done it one or two times, it's no big deal. And I mean, so that's great. You're going to help people get across.
Yeah, I mean, Vancouver is only a 10-minute bike trip away from the MAX station. So take the MAX to the end, 10 minutes, you're in Vancouver.
Yeah, I think it's really more of a mental, that river and the bridge make it seem more like a barrier than it really is. It's really not so far away. So
it's like a cheap international vacation.
And we will be setting up passport stamping sites.
Great. Well, thanks, Todd. Thanks for telling us about the events that you have planned in Vancouver and to get Portlanders to Vancouver.
May I add one more quickly?
Yes, please do.
Also, one last event. We will be having our new electronic bike lockers Tuesday, June 13th. Go to bikelink.org. The event is 3001, A Bike Parking Odyssey. And another one, June 23rd, Serve Me or Arrest Me, Drive-Thru Equity. For those of you who have ever been kicked out of a drive-through lane trying to get food when the door is closed, come on down. We will have some fun.
Right, because cyclists are out late night, too, and sometimes we need our late night eats as well. And sometimes all that's left is the drive-through.
That last event is not a Vancouver sanctioned event.
So, Timo, thanks, Todd, very much. Timo, tell us a little bit more about, tell us about Night of the Living Donut. Speaking of nighttime eats.
Well, you probably all know that on the last Friday of every month, you can find a donut and coffee if you cross the Hawthorne or the Broadway bridges. It's Breakfast on the Bridge. It happens, I'm diverting here to prepare folks for the concept because I've been doing Breakfast on the Bridge for 3 years now, ever since Bike Summer, which was in 2002. Such a brilliant idea. Aileen, thank you. And so during Petalpalooza, we reprise the fun that we had during Bike Summer, which is to say that we have it every Friday in Petalpalooza. So Breakfast on the Bridge will happen 7 to 9 every Friday during Petalpalooza. So that's and then the last Friday of the month, too. So it's basically, if it's Friday and it's June, you can find breakfast at the Hawthorne on the Broadway. But it's so much fun eating with your friends, I decided, why not check out the nighttime side of donuts in Portland?
The underside?
Exactly. It's kind of the smoky, more mysterious kind of donut ride. So this ride, the Night of the Living Donut, is going to be on Monday, June 12th, so that's next Monday. And actually, I have to give a shout-out to my friend Jeff, who's coming up from California to spend all of Petalpalooza here in Portland, and he actually is organizing a ride with our friend Devin, and they're going to do the Ride Pod Tide. The same night, starts at 6, and that's going to look for Pod Tide all over the place. It's going to end up at the Cup and Saucer on 30th and Killingsworth on Monday night, the 12th, at 9:15. And there we're going to fill our coffee cups, and we're going to ride off into the night. And even though it's nighttime, I have on the route already 3 donut shops, which will be serving up fresh donuts.
Mm.
And I may be able to find another one if I do a little more research. So we will be going off into the night to fill that hunger that you feel as a bicyclist sometimes.
So I think it's pretty obvious to folks that you didn't go to Donut University or you don't have a PhD in donutry, but yet you're leading this event. So I really want to emphasize, folks, that you don't need to be an expert in any of these areas. You just have to have the passion and the interest to start one of these events. There is still a little room on the calendar, and it is still possible to host an event for Petalpalooza, or you can just go out and enjoy it and see what it's all about. Event hosting happens year-round, especially through Shift. It's a great way to promote your events. But you don't need to be an expert to put an event on. And, in fact, at the Bike Summit, which is coming up on June 17th, it's free. It's at PSU Smith Hall. And Portland's Transportation Options Department has more information about that. At the Bike Summit, the Portland Bike Summit, on Saturday, June 17th, there will be all sorts of information on how to host events and bicycling in Portland. It's a whole day affair to promote cycling in Portland and celebrate where we've gotten so far and what our options are and how far we can really go. And we'll talk more about hosting events. In fact, Timo and I are going to lead a workshop on hosting events and bike culture and that sort of thing. So these folks here in the studio this morning are great examples of people with ideas, interest, and passion to share their knowledge with all of us by taking us on a little ride, whether it's a 50-mile ride as Jim is leading, or it's just a little tool around town to eat some donuts, or taking us to another city to explore the farmer's market and learn how to cross the bridge. Such a variety of events are occurring during Petalpalooza. There truly, truly is a little something for everyone. Whether you're a hardcore racer and you don't go to the goofy fun events, or you're totally goofy and all you like are the parades and costumery of cycling, there's something for all of you and everything in between. So, folks, it's been great having you on. We're going to continue the program by bringing in 3 more event hosts to talk with them about Petalpalooza. But Jim, Todd, and Timo, it's been great having you on to talk about your events. We could talk all morning, really.
Well, can I just give one last website, which is for the Bike Summit, which is happening a week from Saturday.
Yeah.
Go to www.portlandonline.com/transportation, and then there's a link there to the Bike Summit. You can see all the workshops that are happening, get all the details, and register, because we need to know how many people to buy lunch for. And the Sprockets will perform.
Ooh. And again, it's free. Free and free
all
lunch.
All free.
Awesome.
Aileen?
Yes.
And I'd like to thank my volunteers in Vancouver for helping out. Chad Kays, Chris Jokum, and Stephen Grover.
Great. Well, the three of you have some pretty excellent events planned. I'm looking forward to attending them. We're going to take a brief musical interlude, and then magically we'll be back on with three more guests. Good morning. You're listening to the KBOO Bike Show here on KBOO in Portland. We are talking with Pedalpalooza event organizers. We're rustling our calendars and getting excited about all the awesome events that are planned for Pedalpalooza. Again, 170 events in 17 days, and nearly all of the events are free and hosted by local cyclists. I just think, it's awesome. It's totally awesome. Pedalpalooza started with Bike Summer in 2002. Bike Summer is a festival that was started in San Francisco. It then went to Chicago the following year. They hosted it in Vancouver, BC the year after that. And we caught wind of it here in Portland, where we had a pretty great critical mass culture going on. And we had a lot of organization amongst cyclists going to critical mass and doing creative things with bikes, like the Chunk Group and other folks really just enjoying being out on bikes. We had a lot of cycling happening. So when we saw that Vancouver was doing Bike Summer, we thought, well, heck, why don't we have that going on here? And then we learned that really all it takes is a city to declare that they want to do it and to be the first to declare that. So lo and behold, Bike Summer was born in Portland. And it was a month-long celebration in August of 2002. When it ended, it had gone so well that we didn't want the fun to end, and a group named Shift was formed. Shift got started throughout the year and was doing some pretty cool stuff, and summer came along, and we thought, why don't we do Bike Summer all over again? We didn't want to do a full month. We thought that was too much to take on, so we shortened it to 2 weeks. It was Mini Bike Summer. And then the name has morphed over the years. It's now called Pedalpalooza. Whether you love it or hate the name, the event itself is pretty awesome. There's no denying that. And it's now 2+ weeks of pure bike fun every single June. And that's a pretty great thing. So again, shift2bikes.org, shift2bikes.org is where you can go and check out the calendar, online calendar of events, or pick up last week's Portland Mercury. Today is your last day to do that. Pick up a Portland Mercury or look around town at bike shops and other locations for a Pedalpalooza calendar. It's a super great calendar this year. It's got an extra page. It's huge. It's got a great design, really easy to follow, and tons of information about great events. I recommend grabbing a calendar, circling your favorite events, and pinning it up in your kitchen or somewhere in your house. I know that is what I like to do, so I can keep track of all the great things that I'm going to go to. So we're excited to have organizers on the air this morning to share with us a little bit more insider info on the events that they have planned. So in the studio now with our round two, team two of the KBOO Bike Show this morning for Pedalpalooza, we've got Jason. Good morning, Jason. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
And Chops is on with us this morning. Good morning, Chops.
Thank you.
And we've also got Sean from the Urban Adventure League. Hey, Sean.
Hey.
So to kick things off, why don't we have Jason tell us about the event that you have planned for the – tell us first about the dance party.
Yes, I'm the organizer for the Pedalpalooza kickoff dance party, which is happening Saturday at Disjecta, which thank you, Disjecta, for letting us have their brand-new space, the R.J. Templeton building right off the Burnside Bridge. It can hold over 500 people, and the event is free, which is always nice. So it starts at about 8:30. Bring your bike. There's going to be indoor bike parking. There's going to be a pit crew to do some tune-ups if you want. So it's totally going to rock.
Great. So what kind of things are going to be going on at the dance party?
Well, to start out with, there'll just be a lot of dancing. But also there's another event that I'm organizing, which Portland has the world's largest, or Portland has North America's largest world naked bike ride, which will also be leaving from the dance party. So the dance party is 18 and over, and there'll be body painting and stuff there for the world naked bike riders if they want.
So then at midnight, the ride takes off and hits the streets.
Yeah, we did it last year. We left from Free Geek. We had about 170 people, and it's as naked as you want to be. You don't have to get naked to go on this bike ride, but if you want to, hey, you won't be the only one. So yeah, we had about 170 people, rolled around downtown, had lots of fun, got really great interaction between just the people downtown. Not like creepy or weird or anything like that, but it's just, hey, this is why we live in Portland.
Great. So the Pedalpalooza kickoff dance party, 9 p.m. this Saturday, June 10th, and that's at the Disjecta building. And it fits 500 people. We'd love to see a packed house. That would be awesome.
Yeah, and one thing about the dance party, too, it's there's about 35 volunteers for this dance party. And it's totally a dance party for the bike community, by the bike community. So pretty much if you just ride a bike, come to the dance party, it's meant to be anyone in the bike community. It's not cliquish or anything like that. I mean, everyone likes to dance, and that's what it's about.
Excellent. Thanks, Jason. So, Chops, tell us about what you've got planned for Pedalpalooza.
I think it's going to be pretty fun. It's a weekday warrior ride. It's on the 13th, Tuesday. It starts at Holiday Park, 7:15 p.m., and which is on Northeast Multnomah and 13th. You can take the train, Blue Line, or Red Line, I think. Mm-hmm. Does Yellow Line go there, too?
Not right there, no. But right around there.
Yeah. So, like, if you're out in North Portland or something and you got a crazy chopper, it's a ride for freak bikes, tall bikes, choppers, unicycles, just anything that's difficult to ride. You should show up on that. And you can take the train. Like, if you're out in North Portland and there's, you know, you don't really want to ride your huge crazy bike that's really hard to pedal around, like you could maybe fit it on the train, and we'll end up at a train near a train at the end of the ride too. We're just gonna screw around town, like hang out and be a parade, you know.
About how far do you think you're going to ride? Like, I know my chopper, it's seen better days, so it can't go too far. And I'm sure there's a lot of other people whose crazy bikes are not necessarily their most solid bikes. About how far are you guys going to go?
We have, if the ride ends up being like people that can handle going farther, we have stuff set up for that. But if people are moving real slow, then that's going to work. We're just kind of going to go with the flow, you know. No one's going to be left behind on that ride.
And who's behind the Weekday Warrior ride?
Oh, that's the Dropout Bike Club.
Tell us a little bit about that.
We just started out like we just want to build bikes and ride them. Hopefully, we're going to have like a monthly ride, like a club ride, public invite. Maybe hold like a welding workshop, or you know, get involved with Shift and Zubom and anyone else that you know. That gets involved in the bike community. We want to be like a crazy bike club that's, you know, representing like Portland.
So what about for those wannabes or those folks who, they want a chopper, they just don't have one yet. Can they still come on the Weekday Warrior ride and cruise around with you guys a little?
Yeah, if you're really interested and you want to check it out, you know, show up. And, you know, if you have like, if you want to just decorate your bike up, I mean, that's going to be fine. It's not totally like hardcore, we're not going to beat you up when you get there if you don't have a tall bike or something.
You're not going to send them back home, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, it'll be cool. If you're interested, show up, please.
That's great. So Holiday Park, which is down in the Lloyd District near the MAC station there, 7:15 on Tuesday, June 13th, the Weekday Warrior Ride.
Right.
Great. Thanks, Charles.
Thanks.
And Sean, tell us, you have a lot going on, so tell us about some of the things that you have planned.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll talk about what's coming up first. This Sunday, which is June 11th, is the Dead Freeways Ride, and we'll be meeting up at 11 a.m. over at Food Front Cooperative Grocery on Northwest 23rd and Thurman Streets. And basically this ride is going to follow the routes of freeways that were either never built, were built and then torn down, or freeways that were supposed to happen and never got beyond like the planning stages. And we'll also sort of go by some freeways that do exist in the city today. And basically I did this ride because I've interested a lot with like Portland's history, and people really talk a lot about Portland, what's happened here versus other cities, and how certain things, like how we stopped the Mount Hood Freeway back in the 1970s, which was a freeway project that would have gone basically between Division and Clinton Streets in Southeast and destroyed the neighborhood, and we stopped that from happening and got the MAX instead. And so that's a really interesting part of the history of Portland, at least like in sort of like the progressive sense. And I was just thinking about like it would be interesting like to sort of like go around and like find where some of these other freeways were planned right alongside them now and see like what it is now and imagine what it would have been if it was everything was torn down and made into 8 lanes of concrete and just lots of screaming traffic. So that was sort of where I got that idea for that ride.
Great. And that's Sunday, June 11th, the Dead Freeways Ride.
Yep.
At 11 a.m. What else do you have going on for Pedalpalooza?
Well, I'm also doing the Sullivan's Gulch Bike Tour, which I believe is Saturday the 17th, and that is at 2:30. We'll be meeting up over on the East Bank Esplanade right at the foot of the Steel Bridge where those stairs go over the railroad tracks. We're meeting up, and we'll be riding eastward along Sullivan's Gulch. And Sullivan's Gulch is basically that big ditch that I-84 and the railroad tracks go through Northeast, which it's a natural land feature that was there before we decided to throw all our crap that we didn't want down there, like roads and train tracks and stuff like that. And so it's got this sort of interesting history because it's been around. It was always sort of this like little physical barrier in the city, and how as the city grew, like what the city did with it. And like there's a lot of interesting things that sort of happened like before there was the I-84 going through there. And like the 30s, when the Depression was going on, it was there was a Hooverville, a shanty town that was down in the gulch, where it was just basically all little shacks that people that were homeless and poor because of the Depression lived. And you know, sort of one of like, you know, just a shanty town down there for like a good like 5 or 10 years. And most people nowadays don't know about it because they just look down there and they see, you know, 6 lanes of traffic and
right.
Don't realize that, you know, people actually lived down there at one point.
Before they were kicked out.
Before they burned down and kicked out, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So the Sullivan's Gulch Tour, 2:30 p.m. That's Saturday, June 17th, a week from this Saturday. I like that you bring a lot of good Portland history to the Petalpalooza Festival, a chance to get on your bike, cruise out, see the city, and learn a little bit about our history and how we got to be where we are today. Do you have other events? I can't keep all the events straight for Petalpalooza, but do you have other events going on for Petalpalooza?
Yeah, there's still a couple more. On the 20th, Tuesday the 20th, I'm doing the Petal Potluck Picnic Ride Series all throughout the summer. We started them right after Memorial Day, and it's going to go to Labor Day, sort of the traditional bookends of what we call summer here. And it meets up at 6:30 p.m., generally every Tuesday, but during this month there's a couple Tuesdays we don't do it, but we're doing it on the 20th. Meet up at the Hawthorne Hostel, which is 3031 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard, right by Big Daddy's Barbecue, which if you go down Hawthorne, you know you can't miss that thing. We meet up at 6:30, mull about a little bit, and we gather up and we ride a couple miles, 2 to 4 miles, to a mystery location to have a picnic. It's usually a park-like setting, though I sort of use the term park a little bit loosely. We've had 2 rides so far, and the first one we ended up at Coast Circle, which is on 39th and Northeast Gleason, where the Joan of Arc statue is, which is a traffic circle that has a bit of green in it, and we had a picnic there. And last night we did it, and we ended up at Northeast Alameda at 39th and Klickitat, which is another little like green traffic triangle that has some nice, you know, rose bushes and trees that nobody ever seems to use for anything, that just sort of zoom by it really fast. So basically, it's each ride's a mystery ride that goes in a different direction. We stop by a grocery store too for people that may have not brought food. We encourage people to bring food and beverage along to share. I mean, it's a potluck style picnic. It's not for people to just show up and bring their own food and eat amongst themselves. It's about sharing food with everybody else. And we've had quite the feast the last couple of times we've done it, so it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's pretty easy, pretty chill. It's a great way to spend a Tuesday night, and rather than like going to Burgerville and having dinner there, you can ride a bike somewhere and eat with a whole bunch of other people and watch the sunset.
Great. And tell us about one more event that you've got.
The last event is I'm helping organize the bike and movie at the hostel, which is Friday, June 23rd. It's going to be starting at 7 p.m. And the bike and movie sort of, there's been a bike and movie, I think pretty much at least every bike summer / pedal palooza / mini bike summer that's gone on. And the last few years I know it's been going on at the hostel, because the hostel in Hawthorne has this great side yard that's got a lot of space for people to sit and hang out and watch a movie. So basically it'll start at 7, we'll have some food, we'll have a couple bands play, and then around 9 o'clock or whenever it starts getting dark enough to really show movies, we'll be having a selection of different bike shorts, some of which may even be coming from the Film by Bike collection, I hear.
Yes, I'm working on it. Not films that did not make the cut for Film by Bike, though they are. That does not mean they are not good movies. We just ran out of time. So great, the bike in movie at Hawthorne Hostel, 8 p.m. or sorry, 7 p.m. Friday, June 23rd.
And then on the 23rd, also it's another event that I had forgot to mention, and you can almost think of it as a sequel to the bike in movie. It's going to be the Portland Pirate Pedal, in which you dress up as a pirate, bring an FM radio. And at the end of this ride, there'll be a movie shown, and we'll broadcast. It'll kind of be like a drive-in, so you'll listen to your FM radio next to your bike, and we'll have a mobile projector also. But we'll be dressed up as like pirates and, you know, kind of bring a lantern, electrical or otherwise, and some pirate fuel, and it's going to be lots of fun.
Where are you guys going to start from the bike and movie, or where do you start your ride?
This ride's going to start at a little place called the Pirate's Cove that a friend had showed me about a year ago, just right off of the river on the Esplanade, which is kind of really cool. It's just a neat little feature of the river. So we're going to start there. There'll be a treasure map. Yeah, you might want to bring something to dig with, because, you know, got to find the treasure before we can watch it. So
awesome. So the Portland Pirate Pedal, and you guys start at 10:30 on Friday the 23rd.
Yes.
Great. Our number here, if you are an event organizer, we'd love to hear from you this morning at 503-231-8187. Tell us about the event that you have planned, or if you have questions for our guests. We have just a few minutes left in the program, but we'd love to hear from you. What are you excited about? What are you going to for Pedalpalooza? And if you're an event host, we'd love to hear what you have planned. 503-231-8187. The Midnight Mystery Ride is this Friday. Midnight Mystery Ride happens on the second Friday of every month, and so we have a ride planned for Pedalpalooza. It meets at the Paragon, which is a bar on Killingsworth and Albina on the north side of the street, and the ride meets at 11 and rides at midnight to a mystery destination. I love all these different mystery destinations that we have kind of flowing through the different events of Pedalpalooza, and that's a great example there. I'm also leading a ride on Monday, June 19th, the Woodlawn Booze Cruise. Don't expect too much out of this ride, but it's going to be a fun little tour through Woodlawn, which is an awesome neighborhood with crooked streets where the streetcar once ran, and streets are diagonal because they were oriented towards the streetcar. And that's at 7 p.m., the Woodlawn Booze Cruise, meeting in Woodlawn Park. And again, that's Monday, June 19th. It's just a short ride, an opportunity to learn to navigate the crooked streets of Woodlawn and check out that interesting neighborhood. We'll go to our first caller. Good morning. You are on the KBOO Bike Show.
Yeah, this is the Road Toad. Is this Pedalpalooza the same thing as Bike Summer?
Well, we are the local version of Bike Summer. Well, it looks like we lost that caller, but as I explained earlier in the program, Bike Summer is a traveling festival. Pedalpalooza is our local festival that happens every June for 2 weeks. And it looks like we might have another caller there. We'll go to our next caller. Good morning. You're on the KBOO Bike Show. And it looks like the engineer is working to get that caller there. So we'll get folks back on the air. We have a lot of information about Pedalpalooza in the printed calendar. Also, if you go to the shifttobikes.org website, shifttobikes.org, you'll find out the entire calendar is online. Lots of information, contact information for the organizer if you need that, and all sorts of great stuff.
Yeah, I just wanted to say real quick.
Yeah, please.
If you wanted to find out more, you had a question about the Dropout Bike Club or the Weekday Warrior Ride that we're hosting, you can go to, you can email us at dropoutbikeclub@yahoo.com. That's just going to be temporary for now. Get in contact with us.
Great. We have another caller. Good morning. You are on the KBOO Bike Show.
Hello, is this me?
Yes, that's you.
Hi, my name is Drew. You said call on the show if you've got some other events going on in the area you wanted people to know about.
Yeah, Drew, tell us about your Pedalpalooza events.
Well, it's not specifically a Pedalpalooza event. It's an upcoming fundraiser event for the Urban Art Network. It's going to be on July 1st at Sabala's, which is the old Mount Tabor Theater on Southeast 49th and Hawthorne. And it's going to be a kind of a musical event. There's going to be some live music and some DJs there. And it's a themed event. It's called 2006, A Monkey Odyssey. It's put on by Burning Man Theme Camp here in Portland called Monkey Puzzle.
Great. Thanks so much for your call this morning.
All right. Thank you.
And our number here is 503-231-8187 to talk about your Pedalpalooza bike events for 2006. Lots of great stuff going on this morning. I'm really excited. I don't know. I've got my calendar. I've got all these circles. I'm going to go to circled events. Going to go to the kickoff parade tomorrow. So much great stuff going on. So let's hear from our next caller. Good morning. You are on the KBOO Bike Show.
Hi. I just heard you say you're going to have an event that starts at the Paragon over by PCC Cascade.
That's correct.
Okay. That's not really a good place to advertise for. The owner is an admitted racist. I mean, the only black person he ever had working there when the manager hired him, he fired the manager, literally yelling at him, saying, "What are you doing hiring niggers?"
Okay, thanks so much for your call this morning. We're actually going to focus on the events of Pedalpalooza and talking to event organizers. Unfortunately, we don't have much time left in the program, so thanks for calling in. We'll go to our next caller. Good morning. You are on the KBOO Bike Show.
Hey, Lane.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, hi, it's Brian.
Hi, Brian. Tell us about what's going on.
Well, listen, I got one thing to announce that maybe didn't get out, but I'm not sure.
No, I don't think it did, so tell us.
Tomorrow night at the Baghdad Theater.
Okay.
Is an event. They're showing the movie Joe Kidd on a Stingray.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Bike Gallery's helping put it on. It's a fundraiser for the bike BMX park that's going to be built in Portland here in the next couple of years. It's a fundraiser. It starts at 7 at the Baghdad Theater on Hawthorne. And there'll be food and raffles, and they're going to be showing Joe Kidd on a Stingray, which is a documentary about the beginnings of BMX and racing and that kind of thing. So that's tomorrow night, Thursday night, at the Baghdad Theater. Doors open at 5, and the movie, I think, starts at 7.
Excellent. Great. Are you involved at all in the Forest Park ride and barbecue?
I am not directly. I know that if you go to if people go on the web to pumpclub.org, you can find out information about that event. But I haven't been following that much lately, so I'm afraid I'm not much help. I'm so sorry.
Well, great. Thanks so much for calling in this morning, Brian.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that's the Pump Club. The mountain peddlers, mountain bike riders, are having a Forest Park ride and barbecue 6 p.m. on Wednesday, June 14th. Our number here is 503-231-8187. If you are an event host for Pedalpalooza, we'd love to hear about what you've got going on for this summer festival. So what are some of the things you guys are going to? What are you most excited about for Pedalpalooza?
I think one of the biggest things I'm excited about Pedalpalooza is that the events that are happening has a way of drawing people who normally aren't in tune with the rich bike culture that we have in Portland that happens every week. So I don't know. Every event in Pedalpalooza, I think, is a great way to get people who just don't normally ride their bikes in groups or don't know about it. But the Midnight Mystery Ride on Friday is definitely going to be fun. I kind of tend towards the late night rides.
Yeah. We have another caller. Good morning. You are on the KBOO Bike Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Last June, I think it was in June, I went to this big event at Colonel Summers Park on 20th and Southeast Belmont. And it was a big
bike
fair.
That's the Multnomah County Bike Fair.
Oh, that's what it was.
And that is happening again. It's the finale of Pedalpalooza, so that's happening on Saturday, June 24th. It starts at 2 p.m.
Oh.
It ends at 7. It's totally free. You can compete in the bike competitions
that
or just
so
come to
watch. That was so funny, those bike rouse-dousting things that they do. It was just great.
All sorts of mayhem and madness throughout the afternoon. Yeah.
So it's the 24th of June?
That's correct. The 24th of June at Colonel Summers Park, 20th and Belmont.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Bye.
I'm glad that she brought that up because I wanted to take a moment to mention that. The Multnomah County Bike Fair is always the grand finale to Pedalpalooza. It's a real play on the traditional county fair. So there is bike jousting, a slow bike race, a derby. You can compete in the events if you'd like, or you can just come to spectate. There's a beer garden. There are also midway events such as Marry Your Bike Booth and other great activities going on. There's food available, t-shirts for sale. It's free and all sorts of great stuff happening at the Multnomah County Bike Fair. Sean, what are you excited about for, other than your own events, which you have many great ones planned, what are you excited about for Pedalpalooza?
There's a lot of different things I'm really excited about, but one of the ones I'm really looking forward to is the shortest night of the year ride. That's, I believe it's the 20th, Tuesday, the 20th of June, which is just falling right on the summer solstice. And basically, it's you ride all night. When it's the shortest night of the year, so it's not that long compared to, say, doing it during the winter. But you basically meet up, I think it's at People's, is that what it
says?
Yeah,
it's meeting at People's.
And then you get home at 6 in the morning. But for some of those of you who think, like, oh, that doesn't sound that much fun, like being out all night, it is actually a lot of fun. Last year when we did it, I guess it takes a special person that would really want to be out all night. But last year when I was on it, we went up to Mount Tabor, and then we went to Powell Butte out in outer southeast, and was up on Powell Butte watching the sunrise. And that's definitely it's sort of hippie to say it, but it's definitely a beautiful experience being up on top of Powell Butte watching the sunrise on the first day of summer.
That's great.
A lot of fun, you know, riding around in the middle of the night. And
excellent. So the shortest night of the year ride on Tuesday, June 20th. Chops, how about you? Are you going to just sit in your house all Pedalpalooza, or are you heading and out and hitting the street?
No, I'm definitely going to be checking out a lot of these events. I do want to do that. The shortest night of the year ride, that seems like it's going to be pretty fun. But Multnomah County Bike Fair, that's what I'm really excited about. That's always so much fun, and I missed it last year. And I was just so bummed about that. But, I'm going to be there bright and early volunteering and doing the chalk mural. And I'm going to be bringing some crazy bikes down for people to ride around, like a spin cycle and a chopper and a tall bike and stuff. And
Great.
You know, it should be fun.
Multnomah County Bike Fair has a pavement arena where all the events occur, and this year you can check out the awesome chalk artwork of Chops, who will have decorated our arena this year. We have been talking this morning with event hosts from Pedalpalooza 2006. 170 events in 17 days. Jam-packed in there. Some events some days have as many as 9, 10 events going on. Nearly all are free. Shift to bikes, shifttobikes.org to check out the Pedalpalooza calendar. Thanks, you guys, for being on the program. It's been great having you here.
Thank you.
This has been the KBOO Bike Show. We're on the air the first Wednesday of every month from 9 to 10 o'clock a.m. We are podcast at bikeshow.portlandtransport.com. Thanks to Chris Smith for making our podcast possible. Make it a great day. Keep riding your bike, and we'll see you at Pedalpalooza.
See, whenever I'm alone, I tend to brood. But when I'm out on my bike, it's a different mood. I leave my brain at home. Get up on the saddle. No hanging around. I don't diddle daddle. I work my legs. I pump my thighs. Taking the scenery passing me by. The Kerry Mountains or the Wicklow Hills. The antidote to my emotional ills. Emotion built upon human toil. Nuclear free, need no oil. But it makes me hot, makes me hard. I never thought I could have come this far. Through miles of mountains, valleys, streams. This is the right stuff filling my dreams. So come on. Get up on your bike. I go on. Get up on your bike. I pedal on, pedal on, pedal on for miles, pedal on. Pedal on, pedal on, pedal on for miles, pedal on. Finally, with my face to that bitter wind, I bombed it into clarity. Skin raw like a sushi dinner, an appetite that would eat the hind leg of the Lamb of God. Even though you know I wouldn't dream of doing such a thing. I'll settle down for a quiet night, think about what I've been seeing at dawn and wonder. For this, now is the time to speak of the problem, trouble of mind. Sick of the traffic, choking my hounds, freaking me out, bringing me down. Knock down houses, build more lanes. Once was a problem, but now it's insane. My solution is one that I like. It's muddy. The acoustic motorbike. So come on. Get up on your bike. I go on. Get up on your bike. Pedal on, pedal on, pedal on. The miles, pedal on. Pedal on, pedal on, pedal on, for miles, pedal on.
And the time is 10 a.m. You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon.